Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Walter! I know this is all about love, Patty. Oh, that's not open. They're resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning. And I'm seeing
romance,
a job
wow.
really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not. It's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move is a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question to follow for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
said, no way!
Wow.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Raise Your Vibration online conversation and energy reading broadcast. I'm your host, Adam from Adam, and I hope you are having a wonderful, wonderful start to your new year. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for sharing your Friday night. It is January the 1st, 2016. Can you believe we made it into another year? I am so excited. I'm so happy. I want to congratulate you all for boarding this flight 2016. I'm ready to get started on an awesome conversation for tonight, and I'm ready to offer you some amazing readings. I hope the Spirit will come through and speak through us to you. I am happy to be joined by my lovely soul sidekick and mentor and best buddy, and role pal here in Atlanta, even though she's in Florida right now, my wonderful colleague, Patsy O'Grell. Patsy, Happy New Year. Welcome back to the show.
Woohoo! I'm just shaking it off. I had a major baptism today, so I'm just like laid back and happy and feeling really, really good. How about you, Adam? What's going on?
Oh, Patsy, I am feeling wonderful, too. I've been just having a great holiday season, catching up with friends and just trying to wrap up the year productively and getting excited about all the new ideas and new possibilities that's coming in 2016 and feeling amazingly blessed and thankful for the opportunities and projects I got to be a part of in 2015. I've already started doing a lot of readings, looking into people's 2016 forecasts. It's always exciting for me just to see the amazing things that God has for people, but also I love doing the forecast for the new year because I love to be able to give people insight about the challenges that's going to come to them. Even though they don't like to hear those challenges, I like to be able to say, hey, this is what you got to look forward to. Here goes some more lessons, and to prepare people to know they can do it. They can. They don't have to be afraid of the future, but they can move forward. So I've been busy these past few days, Patsy, just helping people look into their future, and it's been amazing. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fired up. How are you feeling? How is your holiday season, and how's your week going?
Well, you know, the last time we talked, our listeners know that we were off on Christmas, so we haven't talked in a couple of weeks, and we had just come out of that winter solstice, and boy, I was glad that was over because I really felt like I faced the dark side, and I still, a lot of stuff's coming up. To me, this is the time of year that I have a lot of reflection, and I write about things, and I look at my past and see how I want to face the future and things like that, which a lot of people do, but I don't do I don't make any kind of promises and everything. I try not to set myself up like that. And but I have been going swimming every day. I hate to rub it into you northerners, but it's been 82 and 83 degrees here in Florida. So I've been going to the pool, and usually I'm the only one down there. I go to a big pool that's at a complex around my house, and it's on a bay, and I get to see palm trees and beautiful egrets flying over my head, and it's just magnificent. So I felt like I was baptized today, and last night I talked to my dear friend who lives out in Tucson area, and she has Indian blood in her, and she is a medicine woman, and I was just thinking, because this year my focus has been on our commonalities between all of us, and she read something to me that I want to read to everyone tonight, and I think it might be a good kickoff for the program because of the vein in which our country is going now. You know, there's a lot of fear and a lot of stirring up of prejudice and ignorance and stuff like that, so this is from, and I want to embrace our Native American culture. This is a woman, and I'm not sure I'm going to say her name properly, but it's the name of the book it comes from is called Cherokee Feast of Days, and her name is Joyce Sikichi, I believe. Anyway, it's January 1, and I'm going to read this paragraph to all of you, and then maybe we can use this as a jumping off point tonight. If, like a Cherokee warrior, I can look at the new year as an opportunity to stand on new ground, then strength and courage are on my side. If I have waited a long time for everything to be perfect, and there have been moments, brief as they were, that filled my expectations, then I can face the challenges. I will remember that things do work out, bodies do heal, relationships mend, not because I said it, but because I believe it. But it is time to make things right, to stay on the path. As water runs fresh and free from the woodland spring, so new life and meaning will bubble up from my own inner source. I will be still and steady because there is nothing to be gained by showing fear in a chaotic world. I can turn from ignorance and prejudice toward a light that never goes out. And boy, when she read that to me, it was like somebody just hit me on the head. Isn't that gorgeous? It's just so beautiful, you know. Strength and courage are on my side, and we can face a chaotic world by not showing fear. And, you know, Adam, you mentioned the word about changing a little bit in the early part of this conversation. And a lot of meetings I've been going to lately, they talk about change. And people are, I don't like change. I don't like change. Well, guess what? It's like saying I'm going to go to the rapids, you know, and go on one of these mountain rapid rides. But I don't want those waves to be bumpy now. Well, it wouldn't be called the rapids if it wasn't, you know. And life is like that. We have those highs, we have those lows. It's in between. If you think it's going to be, you know, straight going across, that's a misconception. It would be like a flatliner, like beep, you know, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
So if you can face it and accept it, then you can do something about it. But if you fight against that, you're just, you know, fighting an uphill battle. So go ahead. What were you going to say, honey?
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with you. You're absolutely right. That's a great analogy.
Yeah. So I think what I'd like to talk about, we all have things that we're going to face as challenges this year. We're all going to have those highs. And, you know, it's just about standing steady in your ground and just being the willow.
Yes.
You know, the willow
absolutely
is rooted, but it bends. But if, you know, you're not going to be like this tall, straight, brittle tree that's going to snap at the first wind. So, you know, how can we bend more? How can we face this fear and recover from our negative thinking, you know? We could
absolutely
just say F it and run, or face it and recover, you know?
And I hope that we're all saying face it and recover. I love how
exactly
you always say that fear is an acronym. It can mean two things. Fear could mean, like you said just now, F it and run, or it could mean
F everything
and
run. Right.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, and I hope
face everything and run.
That. Because the reality, Patsy, the new year is coming, and it's not going to be as glorious as we imagine it right now. Our egoic mind always paints the future to be better than what it is. Always. It will always do that. You cannot stop your ego from over-exaggerating how glorious the future will be. And it's not that the future is not beautiful, but the ego refuses to accept the challenges that's going to come. It refuses to let you know that the down periods, the ebb and the flow. So the reality is, there's going to be tests that come in 2016. There are going to be challenges. There are going to be some emotional trauma. There are going to be some emotional taxing things. There are going to be some losses. There are going to be some gains. And it's not to be fearful. It's not to say, oh, here come another year. Oh, if I can just get through. It's not to become pessimist, but it is to be like that poem that you read. Take the attitude of whatever come what may, I will face it. I will recover from it. I will move through it. And I know that I know that I know my life is going to get better. And I know that I can face whatever comes. And I love there's the old hymn that uses the line, and it says, I don't know what the future may hold, but I know who holds the future. And I want to encourage everyone. The truth of the matter is your new year is going to have many of the same tests and challenges that you face in 2015. Some of those tests and challenges may be even multiplied. The reality that you need to stand on is that are you prepared this time around to courageously face it? Are you courageously ready to face your fears? Are you ready to do the work to keep moving through it? Because life does get better. I'm not saying that life doesn't get better, but so many times our ego is trying to set us up for failure by not allowing us to see the challenges, not allowing us to see the trauma, whether it's a new relationship, whether it's a new job, whether it's a new year. We always just want to expect that it's just everything's going to be perfect, and that's not the reality. The reality is life in this world is always going to have its challenges, and it's not to be afraid and not to get out and play the game. But it is to say, hey, I'm ready to play this game. No matter what's thrown at me, no matter what defensive line, whatever the defense throws at me, I'm going to be able to handle it. I'm going to play it to my best ability. And that's the attitude that I hope to take moving in. That's my New Year's resolution that I'm taking in 2016. I want to be able to be courageously handle whatever is thrown at me. And I want to encourage everybody else to do the same. And so I think a good question, Patsy, to ask, and we can start with you, is on a scale of 1 to 5, how ready are you right now to be able to face whatever is thrown at your way? How ready are you to if you have to repeat the same emotional, traumatic lessons that you repeat in 2015, how ready are you this time around to handle them, to face them, and move through them?
That's a good question. And 1 is being not ready, and 5 is being really ready?
Yeah, if 1 is saying, I can't do it again, I'm not ready, and being honest with yourself, saying, I just can't do that again. And 5 is saying, I know what I need to do. I know I have my tools in place. I have my people in place. I'll know how to get down on my knees. I'll know I can endure and move through it, whatever it takes.
Well, I am a number 5. I am ready. I'm totally ready.
Praise
I put
God.
My hands out and say, yep, God, here, take my hand. Lead me wherever you want me to go. Let me see what you want me to see. I'm excited about that.
Patsy, I'm going to say for myself, I'm not at a 5 yet. Because there's some things I repeated in 2015. I'm like, oh, Lord, if it's coming back in 2016, I ain't ready. You know? But I'll give myself a 3.4 or 3.5 or 4, to be honest, but I know that I want to be resolved to get to be able to just get my tools, surround myself with the right people, and be able to know that the reality is some of those challenges I will have to face, and this time around I'm just going to have to know, have my meditation ready, have my messages ready, and just really be able to just go to that still place when those moments come. And so I know that for me it's just being prepared, but there's a part of me that's just like, can't this just be the year where I have nothing, everything is right? Can't this be the year where there's no tests or no challenges? But I really am still struggling with, I want to be in the perfect world. So the message I'm saying tonight, everybody, is really a message to myself. But I know the reality is, hey, there's going to be test challenges. Some will say I'm at a 3.4, 3.5. So,
well,
but
it is
I'm
a perfect world. Okay.
And everything is perfect. Those challenges are perfect because what they're trying to do is perfect you. So it really is a perfect world. It really is. And it's time, Patsy, all aboard. Here's the new year. Let's make it do what it do.
Well, and like I always say, you better
fasten your seatbelts.
Exactly.
Get ready.
That's just
because
what I'm
there it
say.
Is. It is. Fasten your seatbelts. Yep. You just boarded the plane, and there may be some layovers, but there may not be any delays.
Exactly.
Well, Patsy, are you ready to hop on the phone lines and look into get some intuitive insight and wisdom for those who are calling in?
Absolutely.
Right. And what I want to do tonight, Patsy, is my gift to all those who call in. I want to be able to maybe give some insight into something that they can look forward to in the new year, or some unfinished business, and also maybe some things that they may missed in 2015. So that's what I'll be coming from today as I give your reading. And so let's hop on the phone lines and let's find out. Let's get other people to join our conversation and see how ready they are for 16. So our first caller, the last four digits are 5915. Caller with the last four digits, 5915. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Anna, and I'm calling from Tennessee.
Hey, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hello.
How's it going for you, Anna?
Well, it's going very well, and I'm hoping that it does get better in 16 because the challenges I had in 15, I think I learned some lessons. Maybe I don't have to repeat those again.
And you know what? Sometimes we do repeat them, but they come in a different form because I believe a lot of our challenges are the exact same lesson. But until we get it right, it's going to repeat itself, you know?
Absolutely.
And a lot of times after I'm in the middle of something, I go, oh, I think I did this before, you know? It's like, uh-oh. But I didn't remember to trust God to bring me out of it, you know? I think that's really great. Well, Anna, I'm really excited to talk to you tonight. I pulled a card for you, but before I look at this, because I'm getting two really good cards for you, on a scale from 1 to 5, where would you be? Are you ready to face these challenges, 1 being not ready or up to 5 being totally ready? What do you think you are?
Well, I'm at a 4.5 because I'm going I'm going to say aloha because I'm there. I'm just ready to trust God. I'm ready to do that.
Oh, thank you for saying aloha. That's wonderful. Totally wonderful. Okay, well, this card that I pulled for you, Anna, it looks like I pulled two of them, and they're almost agreed. When Adam and I talked about the program before we started, he was talking about he's going to look at some predictions that are coming up. And basically, if anything comes up like that for you, I'm gonna let you know that. But I just basically go on where this card is pointing me to and what feelings I get about it. And so what's happened in this card that I pulled is just really powerful. It's about... sun is shining now on some things that you have accomplished, okay? So now it's like there's an old saying that says, in the bright of day, all things become known. So I think you're going to be exposed to things that have been hidden from you in the past, that you're going to have some incredible aha moments, okay, that are coming up for you. So what I'm going to say to you is make sure, Anna, that you stay awake on this one. Don't just say, well, you know, last year I'm just worn out and I'm going to sit in my big old lazy boy chair and put my feet up and eat chocolate bonbons and read Truth Confession magazine and let the world go by. It's not going to work like that for you. You have had some amazing accomplishments. You know what I'm talking about, too. You've had some amazing accomplishments, but it's not time for you to lay down. This zenith, this bright, incredible outlook that all these signs are pointing to you are coming up pretty fast. Okay? So it's stuff that you have done, that you have created, that you have worked for. Okay? So now it's being exposed, okay? But it's going to be exposed not in a way that the ego thinks it's going to be exposed. It's not going to be like, oh, you're the winner of this big thing and you've made this a big accomplishment and everybody's going to give you the Nobel Prize. It's going to be something that you have been working toward in an inner, really deep inside, and it's going to come up, and it's that big aha that you're going to say, thank you, God. Thank you. I know that I'm on the right path. And I think it has something to do with either a group you're working with or some people you're working with or something that it's not like you're like a person that just stays by yourself, but it's like you're in a part of a group. Now you're going to excel higher in the group, but it's going to be something that you've excelled in and you're like, oh, wow, this is so good. This feels so good. So your reward is going to be the work that you've done already. And now you're going to be able to accept it, where before you weren't able to accept it so much. And the other card that I drew was almost the exact same thing. It was like, now it's time. We know the sun's shining all the time. Even though it's night, the sun is shining on the other side of the world from us, you know, where our back is to it. But it's always there. So now these glimpses, where it was glimpses before, it's going to be full-blown light for you.
Okay.
So be very prepared and be very still and keep watching around you, Anna. It's real important now for you to watch. This is an important time. So have a beautiful beginning of the year, and we'll be talking to you this year. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pat.
Uh-huh. Adam?
Anna, well, yeah, Anna, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, Anna, it looks like what I'm picking up is I'm feeling like last year, what is coming right now is I'm seeing a lot of financial challenges. And the challenges were more so on your sense of abundance, your being able to tap into a state of feeling abundance and overcoming the idea of always just not having enough or your whole consciousness in abundance. And this year, you're not going to have those same challenges. The challenges this year is going to be to kind of like how to recover, how to get over issues, meaning mentally, without having the fear of, will I ever have to go back there? Will I be struggling like that again? And I want to tell you that as Patsy said something earlier, she says that they come in different, the same tests come, but they come differently in different packages. And I do see similar situations coming where it's going to test, are you going to stay grounded in your state of your abundant conscious? When you feel like, when you have an opportunity to give, or you have an opportunity to make a purchase, or you have an opportunity to give out or let go of some resources, finances, to get something you may need or share with other people, will you go into that consciousness and say, no, I can't save that, I can't spend it, I can't give that, I don't have that right now to give? In the moment that you can give, when you know that you're not sure, when you think this may be your last, but you can walk in your abundance, that's what these type of tests and times are going to be coming. Everything is going to be coming to really get you to realize that your wealth comes from within yourself and that money really does grow on trees. And I really would encourage you to begin to really, really just ask God, open up your heart and lead you to the teachers, lead you to the resources that can really help you expand your consciousness on abundance and really begin to get out of the attitude of lack and learning how not to see things to making sacrifices, but realizing as you give, the universe brings it back to you. The more you give, the more you can receive.
Okay. Well, thank you. Deep down inside, I know that.
Just a matter of releasing that out. We know, and they know, and they want you to really tap into what you know deep down inside, because there's so much wealth they want to put in your hands. There's so many beautiful things that you want to do for yourself, for your family, for extended family, for your projects around your house and your home and your neighborhood, and the universe really wants, the God really wants to bless you and put some wealth in your hands.
Yes, I accept.
All right. All right, Anna, we wish you all the best, and we look forward to an update. God bless you. Stay strong. Be ready to face what you need to face. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us, and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. Our next caller, the last four digits are 1907. Caller, the last four digits, 1907. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Dale, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Belle. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? Happy New Year.
Good. Happy New Year to you. You just sound really, really beautiful and grounded tonight.
Yes.
Oh, let's take a breath and praise
yes.
God that we are doing
yes.
such good
new
work
beginnings.
Tonight with you. Mm-hmm. New beginnings. I love it. Where'd you say you're from? North Carolina?
Yes. Yes, I'm from North Carolina.
Oh, good. I love that state.
Yes.
And a scale of 1 to 5, okay? How are you as far as being ready to face some challenges this year?
I'd say I'm about a 4.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I came
so
a long way, so I'm working on it. So I think a 4 is good for me. I think I'm gonna get better as this year goes on because I've been letting go of a lot of things and I'm getting stronger.
Well, guess what? I pulled a couple of cards for you while we were talking, and one of these cards is they're both fabulous cards, but one of them is about being enthusiastic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what form it takes, you know, you can't ignore, you know, when the word enthusiastic has the word means God within. So when you're lit up with that fire of the Spirit, okay, you can't help being enthusiastic. You know, everybody's mm-hmm. going to feel it around you, and people are going to want to resonate on that energy, okay? Are you doing readings now, or are you psychic yourself?
I have some little bit of psychic abilities, and
mm-hmm.
I've been working
mm-hmm.
with angel cards. And,
okay, okay.
Everything's new to me, so I'm in tune, you know, in certain things and areas. I always say I have a discernment of, you know, of situations. I have a good vibe about something, or if I feel like something, I feel something in my stomach or something, like, oh, this don't feel right. So,
right,
you know,
so you're getting real in touch with that. I'm picking up on it real strong, and Spirit is telling me right now this is an opportunity for you to really realize your potential and to be inspired by it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be humbled by it. Just be inspired by it because it's ready to come out. You have a real strong direct influence on other people, all right? And the joy for you is going to lie in your sharing that with other people, all right? So what I'm hearing, which is in the back of my mind, is a lot of celebration, like banging the drum, sing, let yourself go, dance ecstatically, create the plan, you know, do your dreams. And it's funny, it says do your dreams and create the plan that's coming up these words. But the other card reads here, it's all about making your plan. It's about sitting down, making your plans, get ready because it's here. It's coming out. You know, it started to come out. But instead of letting it come out, shoot all over the place, have some really good direction. And it's, you know what, the word God I've heard stands for good, orderly direction.
Mm-hmm.
So ask God how to direct you with this that you're starting to tap into now, because what's going to happen is people are going to want to come to you and resonate on that energy. And at first you're going to feel like, why are they seeking me out? Why are they asking me this? It's because your heart is starting to shine and people are going to start picking up on it. Okay? So as they pick up on it, you don't even have to do anything. You just have to listen. You just have to listen, and that's how you can help people. But I think this is going to be a real powerful year for you, and it's going to bring you to your knees with gratitude. It's a big, big year for you to be grateful because you are so blessed. So that's, I'm just saying, embrace this moment, baby, because it's yours.
Okay,
all right?
I am. I feel it.
Okay.
Thank
Happy
you
New
so
Year,
much.
Honey.
Happy New Year,
Thank
too.
You.
Many blessings.
Thank you.
All right, Adam, put your microphone on.
Well, happy New Year, first of all.
Happy New Year.
And I do want to say that I do feel like you're going to feel a lot of blessings this year. It looks like, as I look back and as I tune into your 2015, the biggest thing that's coming up through this reading is this energy of dealing with a relationship, someone that's really close and intimate to you, whether it's your husband or a romantic partner or a romantic interest individual. Did you start a new relationship this year or just renew
connection with your partner? I'm very much single. I mean, I dated nobody serious. No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then I want to say, well, tell me this. Was this something that was really heavily on your mind and that you were really expecting to manifest the relationship this year in 2015?
Yes. I mean, I was ready for it, but it just wasn't the one. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
because
I don't know how to put
it
anywhere.
There's an interest that came up. I feel like I don't know if y'all verbalize it or you just have feelings for this person, but someone did come up. But it does look like this year is going to be a year where you can really begin to get more peace about that, your whole relationship status, and you can begin to really recover and truly, truly let your heart heal and be ready to open up for a new type of relationship, a new dynamic, a new pattern. Because it, I do feel like there's somebody, that's some residue from somebody else that you're going to be healing from this year. That you're truly, truly going to be really, the spirit really is like it's going to be healing your heart and putting you into a place to attract and manifest a different type of relationship and one that can really give you your heart's desire.
Okay.
And it looks like it's really going to be time to really release, truly, truly release people from your past or a special person from your past that may have just been lingering in your heart and in your thoughts, and just releasing them and trusting, believing that God can bring you somebody new. But this is the year for you to really begin to move forward and truly healing from any old relationship and just being open. And it's just going to come from you feeling blessed and you just feeling
Wow. Hello?
Adam?
We lost him.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
There you go.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I think I'm having phone problems. Can y'all hear me okay now?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. How about, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm having some audio difficulties. What was the last thing you hear me say, my friend?
You were just telling me this is the year for kind of like in relationships, healing, you know, from things, mm-hmm. and I guess pretty much letting go and, you know, the new, you know, new.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. This is definitely going to be the year for you to really begin to heal and recover so you can be ready to open up and receive just whole, totally new health and everything. And a new individual is coming this year. It's going to start off platonic possibly, but you're going to be, and your heart is going to be much ready to receive a relationship, but more, way more than it was in 2015.
Okay, I believe it as some confirmation because that's what I was getting in my spirit too about that, and everything both of you said tonight is confirmation in my, you know, what I've been praying on spirit and letting me know to get ready. This is your time, your season.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Be ready and be open. All right, my friend. Well, thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. Continue to just move forward and continue to let your heart be open and releasing everybody from their past and forgiving them as they come up, okay?
Happy New Year, Belle.
All right. I think she's already disconnected. Can you hear me okay,
right.
Patsy?
I can hear you fine.
All right. All right, well, our next call of the last four digits are 3272. Call of the last four digits, 3272. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. Yvette from California.
Hi, Yvette. How's it going?
Chilly.
Chilly? Are you in Northern California?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, and then I won't tell you how beautiful my swim was today in 85 degrees.
Well, it's nice, but it's, you know, it's dropped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's what it does.
Of course.
So on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being you're not ready to face challenges and 5 being that you're totally ready, where are you on that scale of that?
It's funny because I know I'm facing challenges and I have no choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you have a choice in how you feel about it and how
True.
You
I'm
work
feeling
through
calm
it.
About it. I don't,
oh, wow.
That I'm feeling calm. It's scary that I'm calm.
Well, you know what? It's interesting you say that because this card that I pulled for you is all about peace. Okay.
It's all about what?
Peace.
Wow.
About, yeah, it's all about you doing that dance between the darkness and the light that you've been experiencing, that the moments between dawn and dusk and you know, going back and forth and how you're navigating the world right now. And it looks like you're kind of in a little bit of a lull, you know, a little quiet time, but
mm-hmm.
it's not a time of for you to be lulled into unconsciousness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a really, really delicate balance, and you can easily get lost in lack of awareness. So as you're calming down, almost be like the deer, you know, how
mm-hmm.
the deer's just, they get real still, and they're using all their senses to pick up everything around them. You know, their whole body stands on end, you know, they can sense danger, they can feel things. So it's almost like that, and they do it with that most tender, tender way about them, you know, and that's a symbol of like new beginnings, you know. So what I'm feeling for you now is be cautious, you know. You have a lot of gifts right now and a lot of opportunities, but don't get too self-indulgent right now, okay? Because then you're going to
mm-hmm.
miss the opportunity of the gifts that are being brought to you. So when the peace is here, you know, the child in us wants it to be like, oh, this is so perfect. You know, I'm living in that fairy tale. I hope life stays like this. But as we know, it's an ongoing journey, and you're going to dance in that light of dark and shadow. And
mm-hmm.
the shadow is our friend, just like the light is our friend. It's the balance, okay? And, you know, when we talk about challenges and stuff, sometimes we put a label on it like it's a negative thing. But it's like, oh, I'm going to school, and I have to learn these things. And we don't say, oh, these things are bad. We just go, no, it's an opportunity for me to grow because I'm learning. And that's what these challenges are. It's life is handing us these challenges so that we have an opportunity to grow. So I think that this is a time that you're going to start getting in sync with that more than you ever have been, rather than go against it. And you're going to go with that, and you're going to accept that sometimes is a time of fruition, and then sometimes is a time of disillusionment. But these are not exactly opposite. They're like woven together. And I think you can see yourself as a swimmer that just kind of goes with the flow, goes in and out. You can go in and out and navigate this. And I think maybe that's the key word for you this year is you're the navigator, you know. You're gonna learn how to navigate that, and you're going to have your moral compass is just going to be in your hand, and your ears are going to be perked up, and you're ready. You're ready to dive into this. And I think this is going to be a real powerful year for you, okay?
Thank you. I feel that.
Yeah, I think there's a sweetness that's going to come for you in the springtime that you're going to just go, oh, my God, thank you, you know. And let people know what your dreams are, because it's going to attract the support that you need to get these wheels in motion. So don't have this big, oh, I'm in peace and walking around, you know, like in la-la land. No, you can be in peace and have a mission and have goals and let people support you. And I think it's time for you to ride on the beautiful waves right now. So Good luck to you, Yvette. I hope you have a wonderful new year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Adam?
Yvette, can you hear
Adam.
Me okay?
Now
hey,
I can.
Yvette,
yep.
Happy New Year. Yvette,
Happy New Year.
I am, thank you. I'm looking back at 2015 for you and looking over, and it looks like one of some big challenges that you were facing in 2015 was choices, making choices. First of all, I want to say congratulations, because whenever we have options to make choice, that means we're doing good. We can make choices, that means you're doing good. You have options, that means you have some sense of freedom that's been given to you. You wouldn't happen to be, your zodiac sign wouldn't happen to be a Gemini, would you?
You're accurate.
Or fire. You are a Gemini?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because it looks like the way you were struggling with making choices and decisions seemed to really fall into that plague of Geminis and air signs sometimes, just not being able to decide and not wanting to decide and then feeling stuck once you decide and just really being afraid to make a commitment or really being afraid to accept some things because you don't want to get stuck. And because you didn't really do it, you ended up stuck anyway in a lot of situations in 2015. And you're now going to be some of those situations are going to be re-engineered, and you're going to have to make decisions again. And I love how Patsy was using the analogy. Sometimes you just can't stay in that place of everything is perfect, this is all good. You're going to have to make tough decisions to kind of move out of it because you know that the season is changing and you're not going to be able to stay in situations. A lot of it dealing with work, relationships, but it's so on so many levels I'm just seeing you just had a hard time making choices, and as a result of not choosing to take some action, you even inaction is making the choice, okay, Yvette?
Mm-hmm.
So it's about taking the actions, making a choice and doing it, and being confident that you can handle whatever those consequences are. But being afraid to rock the boat or whatever, it's going to get rocked. So you might as well, I mean, things are going to change. You're going to just have to be able to kind of face it and handle it. And you can do it. You're so strong, and you're super strong and courageous. So I don't know why you're having a hard time making choices and decisions, because you can handle the consequences.
Well, I love what you guys said.
You have to do.
Because two things. I am totally, Patty, right? Okay, yeah. I think when you said basically, the expression "closed mouths don't get fed." So I'm actually being more a little bit verbal about telling people that I'm looking for a job. You got any leads? I'm just putting it out there now. I used to be really. Someone said to me yesterday, "What do you want?" And then I was like, I told this person, "Well, no one ever asks you what you want because, and when you do, I always been an internal person. I always felt and knew inside what I wanted, but to articulate it." Verbally, because it's kind of a very private thing, you know, like your intimate secret, like a dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who do you tell that to that's going to, you know, secure that with your heart as well as you are? So that's part of the reason why. So, yeah, now I'm kind of like, it's just general. It's like, and then I quit some things. The end of last year, I took a break from some things that energetically I felt like wasn't supporting me, the person, versus I was exploring some of my creativity, but not the person that the people who I surround myself around, like that's going to support me in the bigger scheme of life. I decided to take a break from that and allow other things to filter in that space so that I can start creating new avenues and new energy.
Beautiful.
Makes sense.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Totally love what you guys said. It totally is on point. And I am excited about this year. And the fear is not plaguing me like it used to, you know, like it has been in the past. And I'm really excited. I don't know what's coming next week or the week after, but I'm staying present. You know, I want the right job, not just any job, or the opportunity to make decent money so I can have more time. And, you know the drill. You know.
Yeah. It's coming.
Yeah.
Things are coming. Be patient with yourself, but take action. Make choices
right.
And move forward. Make things happen. You have so much power. You have so much power, Yvette. Just be patient with yourself, but make things happen. And be prepared to move if you have to, okay?
What, you mean leave town?
If you have to, be prepared.
Okay. Okay. Excellent. Well, the, again,
all
the,
right,
the fear is not plaguing me. Thank you, guys. Happy New Year.
You're welcome.
Happy
New
Year.
Thank you so much.
It's always a treat to talk to you.
All right, Patsy. Our next caller, our last four digits are 3457. Call the last four digits, 3457. You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Melvin tonight. Thank you for taking my call again.
Hi, Melvin. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just have a question. I'm concerned about a this woman I'm interested in. I just want to know if she's interested in me. We haven't really talked about it or nothing, but what can you all tell me about her?
Well, I tell you what. Just because you're attracted to somebody doesn't guarantee that you're going to have this mutual union, okay? Because that's all about passion, okay? And so what I'm seeing here is that when you're genuinely attracted to somebody, you know, sometimes a lot of our hormones and stuff in our body just goes, you know, haywire and stuff. But if you can be patient enough on this one, okay? So like my friend says from out in the West, she always says, be the hawk, okay? So in this relationship, you be the hawk. You just watch from afar because people will tell you everything about themselves in the first 5 minutes, okay? They'll say, well, I'm not good with finances, and I don't have lucky relationships, and I'm pretty selfish about what I want. And then you say, well, you know what? When that person's with me, they're going to be different. So, Melvin, keep your little ears open on this one, okay? Because I think you can have a very lovely relationship, because I always sense when I talk to you what a powerful, loving person you are. And you're like a gift to somebody. Anybody would be lucky to be with you. But don't be tempted just because of the desire and the passion. So part of being in a really, really good space is being able spiritually to put together that balance of passion and peacefulness, you know, and calmness. So you can be passionate about being with somebody, but also that real strong attraction, you know, eventually it's going to cool, and you want to make sure that there's a really good grounding under that, getting to know the person and everything. So I think that this is a person that you might have a really lovely time with. I get a good feeling about this. Let me look at one more card before I let you go on this. Yeah, I see this other card that I just pulled has to do with romance. Both of these cards that I pulled had to do with romance, and it's about stability. So this looks like this could be a keeper. So just take your time, okay? It's been long overdue for you, okay? So take your time. It really has. And I think you can have a real beautiful union with this person and be very balanced, okay? But just keep loving yourself and know that you're worthy of having a beautiful relationship. So have a happy 2016. You're welcome, honey.
Is this the person, like, because I didn't have to give you her name, and I just wanted to make sure you were talking about the right one.
Well, it's the person that you were talking, that was in your mind when you first asked me the question.
Okay. Yeah, her name is Delicia.
Okay. Well, it looks good to me. Just make sure you let us know what's happening, because I want to go to that wedding, okay?
Wow, is it that deep? Oh my God!
Well, Melvin, I want to echo everything that Patsy has said, but I want to let you know that more importantly, focus on being this person's true friend and supporting them in whatever they need to help make their life better. Even if they are not ready to be in a relationship, let them know that I want to offer my friendship to you. And don't offer it with the idea of, well, maybe they'll come around, maybe they'll like me, or maybe I can win them over. but just offer to be a really good friend to them. And don't be afraid of letting them know how you feel about them. Don't be afraid of saying, hey, I hope I'm not coming off too strongly, but you do need to know, let them know, hey, I'm interested in you. Don't just be their friend without letting them know why you're seeking to befriend them. Let the individual know, hey, I'm really feeling you. I don't know how you feel about me, but this is how I'm feeling about you, and I really want to be a part of your life and help you out. And if they say no, thank you, don't take it personal. Just understand, respect their space. But you do need to go ahead and kind of verbalize and let them know how you feel, and then seek to let them know, hey, I don't ask, let them know you're not trying to date them just yet, but let them know you do feel a certain way about them, and you do want to be in their life and help them out and offer them some help and guidance in any way you can. Okay?
Yeah, okay. But the problem with that is, too, because this person and I work together. Actually, I'm finna get off work, and she's finna come in and relieve me. And I don't want to get in no quarrels, you know, like dating on the job and all that kind of stuff.
I think it's all going to work out. I think if you just first let her know your intentions, then y'all can cross that bridge if it happens. If she says yes, I mean, you can cross that bridge later. But the first thing is just you kind of like verbalizing in some kind of gentle kind of way, letting them know how your feelings are in a very appropriate, professional kind of manner. Okay?
Okay. I won't get in trouble or nothing on my job, or she'll report me anything, will she?
No, I mean, if you do it professionally and appropriately, maybe just inquire about, hey, are you dating anybody? I think you're a nice person. And you can do it professionally, and it'll be fine. Just keep it professionally and open and honest, okay?
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you all so much.
All right, Melvin. Happy New Year.
All right.
Happy New Year,
sweetie.
All right. Our last caller for the night is calling from 3619. Caller, the last four digits, 3619. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Stacy.
Hey, Stacy, how's it going? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
You are?
Yes,
what part of Florida?
Palm Beach.
What part?
West Palm.
Oh, man, you're even warmer than me.
Mm-hmm.
So, Stacy, on a scale
year.
From 1 to... Same to you. On a scale from 1 to 5, are you ready to face the challenges this year?
I don't have a choice. 5.
That's what I'm talking about. I love ending on that. Good, good. Well, guess what? I'm pulling this card for you right now, and it's all about limitations, okay? So what I say about that is you can have everything. You can have whatever because energy just builds up from within or whatever. But I think that you've had in the past, this is what I'm picking up, some problems with setting some boundaries with people, okay?
Yeah.
And I think that your heart is very big and you tend to be hurt. It seems like you ride on a little bit of an emotional roller coaster. So meditation is going to help you right now, relaxing, breathing, you know. That's a no-brainer just to think about those things. But just being really aware of what's going on around you, okay? And when people say something rather than you're reacting to it, just take a breath, okay? Take a breath and just really see what's going on, you know? Because I think that this is a time for you to really harness your power, your potential. It's starting to bubble up now, and it's going to go all over the place. So now, if you can stand back and watch a little bit, you know, set some boundaries for yourself. At first, it's going to feel uncomfortable because you're not used to doing that. But once you ease into it, you're going to go, oh, my God, this is so incredible. And you're going to get hooked on it, you know, because it's going to test your own serenity because it's going to help you manage some of that chaos that you experience when you're just, you know, letting everybody run all over you. So I'm going to let Adam talk to you about this because I think he's got some stuff to say on this, too. What are you picking up on her, Adam?
Well, what I'm really picking up is I'm seeing a lot of stuff you're talking about, Patsy, that I'm seeing really – really played out in 2015. It looks like you had some really major tests in 2015.
Yeah, yeah.
And just they were illusions. I mean, a lot of your fears were played. A lot of your fears were played. I mean, you were being taunted almost, you know, on just a lot of anxiousness and different things. But now I'm feeling like you have overcome. Congratulations. And it's almost like it's going to be your day in the sun. And now the test can be, can you balance with an emotional balance, handle the attention that's coming your way? Can you allow yourself to find your confidence without having to go back and withdraw? Can you be ready to handle whatever may come? And can you know you can handle whatever comes? But this is what I hear the spirit is saying. Get ready for lots of attention. Get ready to know how to stay in a balanced state of humility, but confidence and courage. But yet with a lot of humility, because you're going to be seen, and you may, if you're not in a relationship now, you're going to be pursued by a lot of men, or at least one man for sure. And you're going to have to, it's not just a romantic love. I just feel like the attention is going to be on you. And it looks like there's going to be a fear of, man, I don't want this to trigger this. I don't want people to think I think I'm better than them. I don't want to think people to think this. You got to just go and have to learn how to accept the spotlight and know that the universe will humble you. You don't have to pick out ways to humble yourself. The universe will do it. But you just want to know that you know that I may be in the spotlight now. It can be taken away from me, but while you're in it, gloat in it.
Okay.
And don't be afraid. And know that whatever those challenges you faced in 2015, no, hey, I can handle those illusions. That's what I'm hearing. They were just illusions. Look right straight through those illusions when they resurface later this year.
Okay.
All right. All that makes sense to you, Stacey?
Totally, yeah.
Okay, well, awesome.
That's how I've been keeping quiet.
So good. Yes. Well, Stacey, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, my dear. Thank you for sharing
your
Friday night with us and all
you
the best.
Too. Thank
awesome.
You.
All right. You have a great night.
You're welcome. You too. Bye.
Well, Patsy, that concludes our show for tonight. And if you don't mind, Patsy, I want to give you a little heads up for your year 2015. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, Patsy, I want to let you know now that you have made some major growth in 2015, and you've just been such an inspiration to all of us for how you've handled the challenges that have come your way. And I can tell you now, your 2016 is going to be a time of you to really, really stay committed to what you know, the truth about yourself, the truth about your life, and the truth about your purpose. Don't get caught up in illusions. Don't get caught up in worrying about who offended you, who hadn't offended you. Stay in your truth. Stay focused on your work, and stay focused on making an impact. And you are going to really be able to just smell the roses and enjoy a good life. If you can get together, I would encourage you these next few weeks or days to really begin to write down what it is that you know that you're here to do and what it is that you're going to stick to and be anchored on. What truth will you be aligned with and be anchored to no matter what? And that is going to help guide you through and sail through 2016 beautifully and amazingly and magically. So get ready. Fasten your seatbelt.
Wow, and when you said that, what I saw for you, I pulled this card. I've never seen a card like this. It was four different mountains, and it was all about the different zones and things, but it's like as above, so below, the solidity of the rock, you know, your determination, your spirit of duration. And as long as I've known you, you just hang on no matter what, you know, and it just seems like it's going to, you're going to sustain any kind of hard times you're going through so you can get into that great height, you know. So I think you're getting a 360 this year. It sounds really, really good. So, boy, I think we're going to be flying. Yep. So
well,
I'm excited about this year. Thank you. I appreciate what you said. You're right on.
Right, well, Patsy, how would you like to conclude to everybody, a concluding message for tonight's show?
Well, I'd like to say one sentence, and this is from this woman, Sequeechi Cumming Deer. The death of fear is in doing what you fear to do.
Wow. That's beautiful. The death
of
fear
of
comes
fear.
From doing the death of fear
what
comes
you,
from doing what you fear to do. All right, everybody.
Absolutely.
Face those fears. Good night, everybody. Happy New Year. We look forward to talking to you
Woo-hoo!
Next weekend. Have a great night, Patsy. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, you too. Good night.